Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is an
Eden
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
Yeah, it's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter has nothing interesting to say.
This is Gil.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening and welcome to ENN. Day 2 of quarantine ENN, as it's being known. It's becoming known in the streets. That's correct. Thank you, RJ. We'll start off today by thanking our friends at All American Ford.
Great people.
Yeah, go check out allamericanford.net. Simply the best selection of Ford anywhere and four beautiful locations in New Jersey. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
He's a legitimately nice man.
And then we'll say good evening to Don.
It's Netflix and chill.
Peter, can I just chime in for one moment before you officially start ENN?
Sure.
Our assistant program director, John Winthrop, listening at home, completely with one quick text, delegitimized Don's daily list today.
I don't know if that's true.
No. He asked a question. No Kurt Warner, took two teams to Super Bowls. He said Randall Cunningham was never in one. This is Philly bias. He's so right. If Kurt Warner's not in the top five, the list really doesn't mean anything.
I mean, Philly bias. Well, I love Philly.
No, he knows that Andrew probably brainwashed.
No, Andrew does not. I mean, I bounce some things off of people.
I love this guy.
Kurt Warner was a really tough call because I thought he belonged on the list somewhere, and I had him down. But you take a look at the numbers. That was some good seasons in Arizona, but Randall Cunningham's numbers in 98, that was one of the great offensive teams of all time.
But he took the Cardinals to the Super Bowl.
And if somebody can make a kick, the Vikings are in the Super Bowl in 98.
But he didn't, and they aren't.
I think that Viking team was 15-1. The Kurt Warner Super Bowl team with the Cardinals, I think, were 9-7. I know they went to a Super Bowl.
They went to the Super Bowl. Isn't that how we keep track?
No, not for this list. No.
Also,
goodness.
Also, hold on. You're talking about? Are you talking about Cardinals Warner?
Yes.
So Cardinals Warner, Vikings Cunningham.
I mean, Cunningham came out of retirement and did that.
And Cunningham's association is so strong with the Eagles, too. That's the thing. I don't know.
But Warner's association with the Rams was strong, and then he went to the Giants and was buried. They benched him for Eli, and then he comes back and wins the Super Bowl.
But take a look at the numbers. Again, that Viking team went to the championship game and a missed field goal. They're in the Super Bowl, and probably the favorites in the Super Bowl. 15-1 team. 34 touchdowns, 10 interceptions.
We have to rethink the whole daily.
No, I don't think so. I struggled with it, but I'm sorry. I put Randall Cunningham on the list before Kurt Warner. Take a look at those Arizona numbers. I know they went to the Super Bowl, but I don't think his numbers in Arizona match what Cunningham did in that 1 year in Minnesota.
Michael just wanted to delegitimize your list. Now, one thing that everyone is very excited about is starting on Thursday. It's some people call it the biggest event in all of sports, and it's called
the only event in sports,
Drop Madness. Now, I'm being told that tomorrow, as is the tradition, our brackets will be revealed.
Wow.
And I was speaking to the director of all things March Madness and our bracketology expert, Andrew
Gumbling. Well, hey there.
And Andrew had some very interesting insight that I wanted to offer here during ENN as we get ready for Drop Madness. Andrew,
let's
the floor is yours.
This bracket is unbelievable. This is Don's, and I can't believe I'm even saying this with how strong his fields have been in the past. This is the strongest Don field that we've ever seen.
I win!
And what makes it strong is that it's not traditional Don. It's not just screaming Don. It's dynamic.
Fix that!
Variety. I mean, he's got 16 teams here in his field that could all be one seed.
I do well.
This could be scary what Don does in this tournament.
Wow.
Michael, your region is good, but and I say this delicately, but I think you were hurt a little bit by the months that you missed.
It gives trying to be a D?
It gives you kind of a smaller pool to have chosen from, and I think that'll be reflected in the field. And Peter, I wonder,
you know what? Why don't you just remove the K bracket? I don't care. No. Okay, no, it's all rigged for Don anyway.
You're not going anywhere. You're staying in it. But Peter, I wanted to say to you though, last year you had a really weak field, but this is a great comeback year for you. I think you'll be really pleased when you see the 16 that get in for you.
Bang bang!
Listen, it's not about me, but it's about my Rosebuds, and I'm glad my Rosebuds will have something to root for out there. You know. And then what about the fourth region? The miscellaneous, the callers, the freaks, the losers.
Now, the fourth region, you know, I have like three or four drops within that region, freaks and losers region, as you put it.
Yeah, sure.
It's strong. I think you'll feel good about it. There's a couple in there that we don't hear very often. See, the problem with doing this, I try to balance when I'm coming up with the pool, I try to balance show relevance, like things that you hear on the show, with comedy. And sometimes the two don't intersect. You'll see a few in the other region that maybe don't appear on the show very often, but I think when you hear them, you'll laugh at them pretty hard.
As you're putting this together, Andrew, you're starting to say, why am I doing this? Why do I have to be saddled with this?
Especially this year, right, Andrew?
Why especially this year?
Because you were saying to me off the air, there's probably going to be a lot of controversy.
No, I'm going to get crushed for this. Probably even more so, just mainly because I go back to Don's and I look at some of the drops that didn't make the field for Don, and people are really going to be hurt by it. And I know that, and it's the burden that I carry with me when I take on this responsibility. But I don't want to lose the responsibility because, quite frankly, I don't trust anyone else to do the job that I do.
Beautifully said.
And so I'm willing to take the slings and arrows because I think that when it's all said and done, I am capable of putting together the best field.
But why is this a surprise to you, Andrew? You have one guy out of three on the show that speaks nonstop. So the likelihood of him having the most drops is very, very good.
Yeah.
I speak 20% of the time. Peter, not 25, Peter speaks 5%. Of course we're not going to have the same amount of drops. Don dominates the show, and he's going to dominate Drop Madness.
I know, and it's almost not even fair because now he's also taking drops from the Don show, which isn't even really officially a part of the Michael Kay show. So he's even gone outside of his 70%. But the people will love it. I know the Don region in particular, you'll love the unveiling.
If you want to take away
very excited
the outside the show to kind of make it more fair, go ahead.
No, nope, nope. That one in particular has to be a part of this.
Well, there you have it. It all begins tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
That's right. Yes, they will unveil.
Is there a time?
It's almost time.
No, Tom I mean, Brady's... what time tomorrow?
Oh, sorry, I don't know. Do we have a time, Andrew?
Yeah, we'll unveil the bracket during ENN.
Wow, 6 o'clock tomorrow. Drop Madness. And can you imagine Don's best region? How is that even possible? How is it even possible?
Geico has the insurance industry leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
Geico, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Tom Brady, speaking of things that you didn't think were possible, has announced he's leaving the Patriots. And one thing we haven't gotten to mention today that really should be mentioned is how much of a D Tom Brady is. In the sense that, let's just be honest, he is a full-blown troll. I mean, even
so, I call him petulant. I get jumped. You're calling him a D and a troll. That's okay.
Well, because I don't think he's a bad guy for his decision that he's making. You know what? Before I even get into this, I can't even believe this. With everything that's going on and how busy we are, we now have Brady Watch.
You're too old!
Brady Watch.
Come on now, fellas! 35!
52!
Hey!
Hey!
That's my kid!
All right, guys, have a great day. I'll talk to you later.
And there you have it. So,
I like this.
The reason I say that he's a total troll is that even in his announcement tweet or Instagram post today, it still wasn't 100% clear what he was doing. It was still 90%. He doesn't come right out and say goodbye. He always has to leave some level of ambiguity so everyone will talk about it. That part of him I find to be annoying. I just, unlike you, Michael, will not villainize him for the decision that he's made. Now, Adam Schefter was on Get Up, and he said, Brady, the decision wasn't just about football.
And I don't think this is a football decision only. I think this is a life decision. This is a decision that involves him, his wife, his children, his family, his lifestyle, his TB12 models. It goes beyond just football. And someone said last week, why is there tension? Why is there stress? Why does he want to leave New England? And I don't think it's a negative situation. This was a group that was together for 20 years that won 6 Super Bowls that accomplished more than any combination in history.
Randy Moss, we just talked about the 98 Vikings with Randall Cunningham. He was, of course, a breakout rookie on that team. On the other side of the field was Chris Carter at the end of his career. Randy was on SportsCenter, and he talked about where his former teammate Tom Brady should go.
The Tampa Bay Bucks or maybe the L.A. Chargers, but if you ask me between the two of them, I like the wide receiver core for the Tampa Bay Bucks. Tom Brady has always wanted a weapon to have. He had Gronk, he had myself, he had Edelman, Welker, but he needs more than just one guy, and I think Tampa Bay would be a good fit for him.
And the word is, that is what we're going to find out tomorrow, is that Tom Brady is going to be a Tampa Bay Buck. I will tell you, there is something perfect about it in the randomness of these moves that often happen late in a career, whether it's Brett Favre to the Jets or Joe Montana to the Chiefs or Namath went to L.A.
Yes.
All these random combinations, doesn't Brady to the Bucks kind of fit in perfectly, Don, in that jersey one day that you see and go, oh, yeah, remember that?
You know, one of the lists I was thinking about today was just the most jarring uniform change.
Oh, I love it. This is going to be the best segment ever.
Because that would be, to see that ugly pewter uniform on Tom Brady would just be so jarring. You want something jarring, and maybe you're little. It might still be in your age bracket. It certainly is for Michael. Just go to the Google and type in Franco Harris Seahawks. And just look at Franco Harris in a Seahawk uniform. It's jarring.
The one thing that you mentioned, though, Peter? You mentioned all those people that changed teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
None of them, like Tom Brady, decided it was time to go. All of them were forced out. Every single one of them. Namath was done with the Jets. They didn't want him. Brett Favre, they wanted Aaron Rodgers in there. And you mentioned Montana. Steve Young's breathing down his neck, and he was getting the job because he had surgery. Young played like 2 years straight, and then Montana wanted his job back, and they said no. No one has done this the way Brady's doing it. Leaving.
He's a different kind of animal.
Saying there's a difference. This is never the reason why we're talking about it for 4 hours. This has never been done, where somebody just voluntarily leaves a team that supposedly wanted him back.
And what I was saying before is none of them were attached to the coach the way that Brady is. None of them. And you also really can't count like anything before free agency and the salary cap. You know, because that's when the salary cap forced decision. There was no salary cap. Then, you know, Phil Simms stays with the Giants, and maybe they could have made it work in other places with Favre and all that. But with the salary cap, you're forced to the very difficult decisions. But he's just unique. You know, we're talking about the best of the best. Really.
Don, when you picture Franco Harris, you don't picture that beautiful Seattle number 34 jersey?
Doesn't it look, it's not the number that he made famous. It's
just off by two.
I mean, can you think of two completely opposite uniforms in anything than Steelers and Seahawks,
hey,
right?
Seattle.
It's jarring. I shouldn't give too much away because this might be the list tomorrow.
No, you can't. You need a break.
How much time do you put into the list? Because this the one today, I think it was thrown together.
Oh, come on. You know what?
Kurt Warner not on the list? Come on.
It's debatable. If you didn't spend so much time with your foolishness before the list, I could have talked about how that Kurt Warner was a really difficult decision. But anyway, I put most of my work last night. I was going to come up with the top 5 Patricks of New York sports. So I was going through like everybody that ever played. I got through the Yankees, the Mets, the Giants, and halfway through the Jets.
Oh, because it's St. Patrick's Day.
Right, exactly. That's
well, so
what I
did
doing.
You make the list? Because we could do it after ENN.
No.
A bonus list.
I didn't. I got, I think, the best Pat Met, if you want to just go to the loins of Pat Mahomes, because I wouldn't use the actual player.
How about
player,
Pat Zachary?
Pat Zachary was there. Pat Kelly for the Yankees.
Pat LaFontaine.
But there's very few. There was no Pat for the Giants, and I didn't come across a Pat for the Jets.
Shermer,
I mean, there were
of course.
Pats, but...
Pat Shermer. Thank you, Peter.
Yeah,
you're not even
that's
thinking.
The Pat.
Is
historic.
It,
iconic.
It's the Pat.
No. All right. Moving right along. A lot more football stuff to get to. The Bills have acquired Stephon Diggs.
For a lot.
Here's the deal. It was first reported by Fox. I want everyone to know this, but it was then confirmed by ESPN, okay?
Wait, now we confirmed it, right?
So real quick, reported by Fox.
Get it right.
Yeah, probably Glazer, confirmed by ESPN, all right? Everyone understand that. The Bills said...
How about Patrick Ewing? How do you not put
well,
that
I didn't get to the Knicks. I told you what I did. You're not listening today, are you?
Buffalo is sending four
A-Rod.
Picks.
A-Rod.
Buffalo, that was bad. That was by the way, that was drop-worthy, potentially. That was as good as, I'm sure it'll be in Drop Madness tomorrow, when Don just did the math for doubleheaders that made absolutely no sense. That was basically the equivalent of what Michael did when his
Well, Alex was a quarterback at Westminster Academy in
Why
Miami.
Would we be talking about that? I mean, this is an insane take. But Buffalo sending four picks to the Vikings, a first, a fifth, a sixth in 2020, and a fourth in 2021, while also getting a 2020 seventh rounder back from the Vikings. So in other words, Stephon Diggs, who I love, he went to Maryland, but guys, let's be honest, he's Hopkins adjacent-esque. I mean, seriously, like he's a full level down from DeAndre Hopkins.
It's a joke.
Got a first, a fifth, a sixth, and a fourth for Diggs and a seventh rounder. And they had to trade DeAndre Hopkins for David Johnson's horrible contract?
Yeah.
And a two, and they gave a four back. It makes Bill O'Brien look worse than he looked yesterday.
Well, here's a hot take. Dan Orlovsky said this was a great move by the Bills.
I absolutely love this for Buffalo. Buffalo's making it very clear that they think that they can and will win the AFC East next year. I mean, you're looking at John Brown, who's predominantly an outside receiver, and then obviously Cole Beasley, who's their predominantly inside receiver. Now with the addition of Stephon Diggs, who can play both, you're talking about a three wide receiver set that Brian Daboll, their play caller, absolutely loves. Dawson Knox is a young tight end that's really good for them. Singletary at running back, and Josh Allen has the opportunity to take another step forward. This is an outstanding move for Buffalo, who is clearly making their run to go push for the AFC East Championship crown next year. I love it for Josh Allen and the Bills.
How could you not? Also, by the way, a caller just tweeted out, Don, how do you not include Pat Summerall of the Giants?
He was going to be on the list. I just forgot.
No, you said you couldn't find a Pat for the Giants. We had to go to Pat Shermer. You didn't come up with Pat Summerall.
I had
them. Your list are done.
You're trying to find reasons. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. Fever pitch was on. I'm falling asleep. I'm coming.
Wow.
I'm going through
now
the jet run. I did have Pat Summerall. I just forgot at this particular moment because then I had to shift gears after what happened with Brady. Look, we're doing the list, Michael. I don't care if you don't like it. Matter of fact, I don't care if you don't participate. That's
A
not
lot
going
of people
away.
Don't like it on
you
Twitter.
Can spend,
that's
no,
what
no,
I'm
no.
saying.
Who's saying they don't like it? Even the guy that said
people.
Pat Summerall. Really, I'll read one right now. Read a tweet that says Don's lists are what?
Why? All right, this is from Joe Mangiello. Don's lists stink. You're right, Michael. We shouldn't have lists. It's a cheap way to do a radio show.
Oh, yeah?
What hacks
yeah.
are How's
that? It working out for us?
Well, we'll find out, Don. We don't
know
it's working out yet.
We have no
what?
Idea.
But I have no, I mean, overall. Oh, I mean, oh, everything right. we do is unconventional. All right, you know, I'll do the show. What was the guy that tweeted? What was his name?
Joe Mangiello.
All right, I'm going to do the show that he really enjoys.
Yeah, well, Tigers, he's minus three. He's on the back nine.
Why are you taking shots at people on a time
well,
like
who
this?
Was I taking a shot at? That's the
I
type. I'm not taking a shot of anybody. What I'm saying is that's the show he enjoys. Grinding to a halt, no information, not asking questions.
People are just
kind of
offended.
I didn't say
Patrick
a name.
Summerall,
I'm saying we do the show we do
list.
And it works.
Patrick Summerall.
That is a ridiculous take that Pat Summerall should be on the list.
No, he would have
what?
Been.
He should he be on the been. List.
Because I got to tell you, do you realize no. I went through – no, seriously. I went through – I told you. I went through the entire Yankee organization, Mets, Giants, and halfway through the Jets. There was not one Patrick.
Oh, the list of Pats.
There was just a bunch of Pats. There was not one Patrick. It might be the only Patrick in the history of New York sports other than Patrick McEnroe is Ewing. Everybody shortens it to Pat.
I'll tell you what, though, in terms of my interest in Liston, I know you don't care about my opinion, even though I'm a big supporter of the list. I think if we get to people with names, I think that's a huge drop off from where we were with today's content. Famous names.
This is what I'm saying is, I'm
isn't it sad though? Isn't it sad, Peter? Day three, he's resorted to this.
No, wait a minute. That's like judging a movie
on Friday,
based on what was edited out.
Players with the name Herman. I mean, really.
So wait a minute. You're going to judge a movie. Right, one of the great movies of all time. Name the movie, whatever. We're going to judge it what ended up on the editing room floor? Is that what we're doing? Because that's what it was. It never made the air.
Great
but
point.
I put the work in anyway. It's what's on the air that gets judged. You don't take them like Gone with the Wind. Oh, what a garbage movie. Why do you say it's garbage? Because I looked at all the things they edited out and it was crap.
Great point by Don.
You don't say that. I'll fight to the death for this list.
I can tell. Now, Amari Cooper, 5-year, $100 million deal with the Cowboys, according to Adam Schefter. Schefter? Yeah.
Time for you to take the rest of the night off, too.
Now, but hold on.
I'll be the last 35 minutes.
I need to be clear here, though. Schefter, I'm not even kidding. This is really listed. Schefter got the deal and the terms, but wait for it. Josina Anderson found out that it was $60 million guaranteed. Right. And I'm not kidding. That's listed. Both
and then
listed.
Schefter confirmed it.
Schefter double confirmed. Mariota, a deal with the Raiders, first reported by the Las Vegas Review Journal and confirmed by ESPN. So now we know where Tannehill lands and Mariota. Cam Newton has been given a permission to seek a trade, even though he supposedly didn't have any interest in seeking a trade. And that is now turning into an odd spot. Or spat, because I am now fully falling apart, between the Panthers and now their former quarterback. And supposedly, Cam upset and said no interest in leaving, and the Panthers are now interested in getting Teddy Bridgewater. So a lot is happening.
Why would a team ever put out a clearly false statement when every athlete now has the ability to correct in real time? Did they think that Cam Newton wasn't going to say the truth?
Well,
or his truth. I mean, exactly. We don't know. Philip Rivers has a new home in Indianapolis. I guess Jacoby Brissett's not too thrilled with that. However, Steve Young was on NFL Live, and he thinks he has some opinions on Rivers to Indy.
I like Philip Rivers in Indianapolis. I think Frank and him are best friends. He's going to get the most out of him. It looks like teams are willing to go to stretch for a one-year plan. I mean, that's never been heard of before. Like, we got a team that needs to win now. We get free agency now. The full measure of it is we want to get really great players who are on their rookie contracts and try to go win it. The 49ers are trying to do that right now as well. So, you know, in that way, it makes sense. Let's Philip come in. Don't be reckless like you were last year. Don't be. You don't have to carry the whole thing. You have a coach that you know you really see eye to eye with. Fine.
So there are going to be a lot of new jerseys next year. It's funny that in a time in which sports feels so irrelevant, there actually was a ton of movement today.
You know, I was thinking about this, Peter, you know, just how important football is to this country. And it just out of the timing of this crisis, the one thing that we have that's getting us through the last couple of days is football. Everybody else has to hit the pause button, and the NFL, because these are not like situations where anybody's having to deal directly with anyone.
Speaking of the pause button, let me run through a bunch of pause buttons. The French Open, the first Grand Slam to be moved, rescheduled for September 20th to October 4th. So the French Open will come after the U.S. Open at the tail end of the tennis season, which is pretty interesting. UEFA has moved the Euro tournament to 2021. So the European Championship that was scheduled to take place in 12 cities across Europe from June 12th to July 12th, 2020 has now been moved to June 11th to July 11th, 2021. Same deal with Copa America. It was supposed to be June 12th to July 12th in Colombia and Argentina. However, being pushed back June 11th to July 11th next year. The Kentucky Derby has been postponed. Officials are targeting September 5th. I mean, it is going to be...
Kentucky Derby will then be the last leg of the Triple Crown rather than the first.
Exactly. And the same with the French Open. It's normally the second tournament. It'll end up being the last tournament. God willing, everything turns out okay, and we get some normalcy by midsummer, what a crazy time it's going to be.
Well, we don't know what leg of the Triple Crown it'll be, Michael, because the other ones might get delayed too.
It might be the only leg.
Yeah.
There may be no legs. Canelo Alvarez and Triple G are going to meet for a third time.
Love it.
We are looking at a fall fight. However, we don't have the exact, it has not been formally announced, but the deal is reportedly done. Also in boxing, mentioned it earlier. Floyd Mayweather's longtime trainer and uncle, Roger Mayweather, passed away at 58 years old. Was a fighter himself, had a decent fight career of his own, but is most famous for training Floyd. Of course, for many years, Floyd didn't get along with his father, Floyd Mayweather Sr., and Roger Mayweather ran that corner. WrestleMania, the announcement came just after our show yesterday. The plan is reportedly for WrestleMania to proceed on April 5th, but instead of in Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay, it's going to be at the WWE Performance Center in Orlando in front of no crowd. However, today, a rumor started to go around that is actually just a holding plan, and that really the plan is going to be for it to take place at Madison Square Garden in June. I have no idea if that's true. This is simply what's being reported on different websites.
I guess it makes sense to have, because you can move it, of holding out hope that you could have it in front of a crowd. So I'm thinking if they're believing that if everything clears up and then you can shift it to the Garden in June.
I'm hearing from
other
sources.
Do you have any idea, Peter, how much money that they make is derived from attendance rather than pay-per-view?
Well, you have to remember, their entire system of making money is different now because of the WWE Network.
Right.
So they don't get the huge pay-per-view influx they used to get, where all of a sudden in one day you make $30 million in pay-per-view, because most of their fans already have the WWE Network. They pay their $10 a month, and they get WrestleMania. Now, there are still some pay-per-view sales, and they do obviously see a boost in sales for the and subscriptions for the network around WrestleMania. But I think the biggest hit that they take, unfortunately, is just the money they make at the live events that weekend. You're talking about Friday Night SmackDown. They would have been Friday Night SmackDown in Tampa. There would have been the Hall of Fame on Thursday, I should say. Saturday night, there's NXT TakeOver. Sunday night, WrestleMania. And Monday night, Raw, plus fan access that goes on the whole weekend. So I think their biggest loss is just tons of ticket sales and merch.
Yeah, that's right. Merch. I didn't even consider that.
The merch is so insane.
I guess
insane.
They could sell it online.
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, I heard yesterday they were already selling, you know, the Tampa stuff at a complete discount, obviously, because the event's never going to happen. Although that might actually turn out to be pretty valuable down the road.
Can you imagine, though, I mean, the big crowd at Raymond James Stadium, how they would have reacted when The Undertaker fought his last bout ever?
You know what? If you keep talking about The Undertaker this way, he might just show up.
Oh, I'm so afraid. I'm not in the script.
There he goes.
You know,
again.
Because I put the work in, I thought about possibly coming up with the top five redheads in sports.
I love
for
it.
The whole Irish thing. And in doing my research, The Undertaker's name came up quite a bit.
Which you really were considering this. I thought you were joking.
So you just think
Rich Cimini just tweeted the Jets have a new center, former Bronco Connor McGovern. Peter was really behind this one, and so was his father. McGovern for the Jets.
I love McGovern for the Jets. I'm a big
McGovern,
that'll do it for
Democrat for the people.
That'll do it for ENN on this Tuesday evening.
Don, I've got to give you some positives on the list. Patrick
yes.
Villanova said, to quote the great Rosenberg Radio, how dare you? Don's list are iconic at Jace. Keep them coming. Joe De Janeiro goes, Don LaGreca's lists have the potential to be one of the best things that ever happened to the show since Rosenberg Radio joined.
Wow.
But Chris Bachman goes, this list stinks. I'd rather go outside and take my chances than hear this list. LOL.
All right.
Look, I give you two glowers, and then the one bad one, you get all upset. You're such a baby.
I'm not a baby. I just don't know why you're so aggressively trying to shoot down someone's idea. Oh.
It's not
almost,
an idea
almost
anymore.
Petulant,
it's
almost been, childish, almost it's been, ego-driven.
That's too much.
Oh. Ah. I see what you did. You see what he did?
1-800-919-3776. We'll take some phone calls. We lead you. Was Chris Carlin redheaded before he lost all of his hair?
Carlin. I don't think so.
Hmm. The Undertaker's got red hair?
Kind of. Oh, yeah.
Kind of.
Interesting. He always wears that hideous hat.
Peter, doesn't that prove I was putting a lot of work into stuff that never even made the
air? I'm impressed. I'm very, very impressed. And also glad you made the decision to not do the list.
Yeah, well, don't judge
Connor McGovern, 3 years, $27 million, $18 million, fully guaranteed, according to Tom Pelissero. Got to give credit.
Go ahead.
All right. You know the number, 1-800-919-3776. It's Kay LaGreca-Rosenberg and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.